Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah! Here we go, fam. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Like we always do about this time, blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, spell was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before and those who are listening for the very first time, greetings. My name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area, each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and it's because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, that the show just gets better and better and better each week, and tonight will be no different. You're going to find that out very shortly. It's Tuesday, January 31st, 2012. Big birthday shouts out to all the folks celebrating the birthday today. And today is the last day of the first month of 2012. If you made your New Year's resolutions, I hope you're sticking to them. We had a great show last week where we talked to some real great people about health and wellness, waiting to lose weight, chimed in with special guests. Man, we had just awesome, awesome people tuned in last week. And you know, during the State of the Union address, President Barack Obama made some great points, but we also made some great points here on the show, too. Mr. Warren Nugent chimed in. My personal friend and trainer, Mr. Tyshawn Bradshaw, chimed in here in Dallas, Texas. And for those out there on the West Coast, Westia Felia, my man Corey Showtime Robinson tuned in. And, man, the show was funny, it was informative, and we kept it nutritious, folks. Check out the website, howwasyourwellness.com. Make sure that we're going to be living better, doing better, and being better 2012 and beyond. Follow us, folks, at howwasyourweekend.com, spell was with a Z. Doing some special things just because of you. Going to work on that website and make it more inviting for you to participate and partake in on a regular basis. For those of you who follow us on Facebook, it's How Was Your Weekend page. Was with the Z, as always. We keep it eclectic and ethnic and smooth at the same time. And check your boy out, andybrownspeaks.com as well. The show is brought to you in part by One World Unlimited, one vision, one goal to increase you, folks. One world. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. And if you had a wonderful time with us this weekend, and just kind of keep this in mind, folks, we had a great time. We talked about the live show, the live event. It was all insane. Had a great time, great food, great ambiance. Y'all know how we do it. We move and we party and we get down in the spirit of excellence. Just for you folks, we're going to go ahead and post some pictures on Facebook very shortly so you can see just a little bit about what happened. Had a nice fashion show by Mr. Mike Styles. He was doing his thing. It was real good. You know, I had some great spoken word by Miss Tosh Ishe, and she rocked it. She killed it, folks. Broke down the essence and the ambiance of the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First, why she has your man's attention and you don't. If you enjoy a good e-read, pick your copy up at Amazon.com, Kindle. Also, the e-book available as well, Barnes & Noble Nook. Check it out. Go to my website, andybrownspeaks.com, and order your paperback copy as well. We got some great copies. We talked about it with the upcoming play that's going on, produced by Fierce Productions here in Dallas, Texas. Folks, we ain't playing no more. Think this is a joke if you want to. We ain't playing no more. We about to sit back, have a great conversation. It's Super Bowl week. The sports fanatics are out. The fellas are out, you know, trying to pick the right call. Who's gonna win? Is it gonna be Brady? Is it gonna be Eli? What's going on with Peyton Manning? And it seems like the ladies are just planning the Super Bowl parties. Wait a minute. Hold on. It seems like the ladies are just planning the Super Bowl parties. I don't think that's quite right. Because there are some women out there who know the game better, if not as well, as most men. And not just necessarily just football, but it's all sports in general. Because usually we try to categorize some women as being a little too over the top if they play sports, or a little too femininity if they understand, you know, tight ends, wide receivers, split ends. See, in the male version, the split end is supposed to be the guy that lines up wide to the right, opposite the tight end, off the line of scrimmage. But in the ladies' world, it's supposedly taken as, you know, hair follicles. But that's not always the case, ladies and gentlemen. I want to make sure that you understand tonight's show. The ladies have game. Not only on the field, on the courts, but they also understand how to take that money to another level. High productive business. Making a name for themselves. Doing so in big things. She Got Game is the title of tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to be co-hosted none other than a very beautiful and intriguing young lady who resides in the state of Alabama, former Miss Black Alabama USA back in 2010 back then. She's so fine. She's from Hoover, Alabama, doing big things. She's motivating others through different volunteer efforts, promoting community service and involvement. Not only is she fine, but she's smart and she can make it happen. I want to welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the online happy hour tonight, the one and only Miss Ebony Benson. Ebony, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? Hello, everybody.
Fantastic. Welcome to the online happy hour. Sweetheart,
thank
it is a pleasure to have you to be a part of the broadcast today.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be sharing this time with you guys tonight.
And this is going to be cool. She Got Game, folks. We're going to just kind of break down and talk about some of the essence and the ambiance. Because I'm going to tell you, Ebony, sometimes the fellas don't quite know or believe that the women understand their game.
And that's understandable. And that's why we're here.
That's why we're going to break it on down. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. They know that you're a former beauty queen. And if they go to the Blog Talk site, blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, spelling was with a Z. Her picture's going to flash up in that beautiful, elegant, lovely red dress that she's wearing. So give us a little background about who you are and what's going on with you.
Well, as you said, I'm from Hoover, Alabama. I'm 25 years old. I attended Hoover High School and went on to the University of Alabama. I majored in adolescent and youth development. I then went on to cosmetology school, and I'm now a hairstylist and a makeup artist, among other things. I do a lot of volunteer work in the community. I have an organization called Gowns for Grace, where we put on pageants for underprivileged girls from ages 7 to 17, just kind of giving them the pageant experience, allowing them to coordinate everything, plan everything out, teaching them the basics, you know, what we learn, how to speak in front of a crowd, how to put education first, how to be friends with other females versus enemies with other females, how to uplift one another. And then also I teach dance, and, I mean, that's it. I mean, just busy. And now the powder room.
The powder room, folks. That's gonna be a hot topic here. We're gonna get a little bit more about the powder. I'm gonna let the minds kind of wander a little bit about that first, but I kind of wanna just kind of chat a little bit more. You mentioned something about the pageantries. Mm-hmm. You know, giving back to the youth and the young ladies. What made you decide to do something like that? What was put in your heart to do to say that this is something that you wanted to do?
Well, growing up for me was pretty hard. I went through a lot of different things that I think helped shape my character, who I am today. And I feel like there are so many young ladies who are experiencing some of the same things that I did. And my success in the things that I've done and in the things that I'm doing is a testament to the fact that you can do it. You can overcome these things. And if I can do it, and I can reach back and tell them that they can do it too. So
that's cool. Real cool. She talked about success. And her alma mater, the University of Alabama, showed much success by winning the national championship not that long ago. Big shout out, Crimson Tide.
Yes, Roll Tide, Roll Tide.
Now, were you active in college? I noticed that you were a cheerleader here. Go get it.
Yes, I did not cheer at the University of Alabama. I danced on a hip hop team there. But I was very active in campus organizations such as the Student Alumni Association, the National Council for Negro Women, the chapter of NAACP, and a couple of other things. So I was very active on campus, but no, I wasn't a cheerleader. But I danced on a semi-pro team that was in Birmingham at the time. It was an arena football league. So.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, I saw cheerleading here and some of your hobbies and some things that you were involved in. So I kind of wanted to get a feel on that. So we're talking to Ebony Benson here, ladies and gentlemen, and we kind of talked a little bit about women in sports, you know, because sometimes it's overlooked that women really truly have an idea what goes on in the sports world. You know, it's not only just about how fine Serena Williams looks, and she is fine. But we don't necessarily always have to bring that up when she's playing. I mean, there are many titles that she's out there winning. We look at, you know, the U.S. American track team, full of beautiful women, and they're handling their business. We look at the WNBA, you know, stars from you know, years and lots of universities that are doing their thing. We also look at the professional sports world, you know, the WFL. And for those that don't know, the WFL, the Women's Football League, is outstanding. They're doing big things here in the States also. So just kind of want to get an idea of, you know, what is your take on women who are stepping up and you know, taking that role? Do you think it's kind of viewed, you know, what is the image that most women get who are professional athletes and do things similar to what their male counterparts are doing?
Sometimes I do think it's taken as that woman is acting as if she's too independent, as if she doesn't need a man. And that's not necessarily the case. It's just that she has a passion. She has something that she is seriously interested in and that she wants to attain in her life. What's the difference from you wanting something out of your life, you wanting the success? So it doesn't need to be feared as something intimidating. It just needs to be embraced and just understood, just a mutual understanding. That it has nothing to do with her role as a woman and his role as a man. It's just something that's important to her.
BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. You're on the online happy hour tonight, folks, and we're talking to Miss Ebony Benson, who's joined us here in the chat room from Alabama. She got game, folks. She's breaking it down, and we're going to be going into a little bit more about what's going to be happening. Let's break down about what's going to happen on Super Bowl Sunday. This is a big week. A lot of sports are going on, and usually, I'll be honest with you, it's a stereotypical thing to say that the ladies really don't know too much about what goes on with football. They're following because the jerseys are cute. They like how much money this guy makes, so that's going to be the one to pick. Whoever's on the hot on the reality show, Chad Ochocinco. You know, that's kind of the mystique and sometimes the negative image that can be drawn. It's not fair. But what is your take? I mean, kind of give us an idea of what your thoughts are as far as the Super Bowl week with all the hoopla that's been going on. you know, as far as what you might be covering in the future?
Well, just to kind of touch on what you said, there's nothing wrong with those ladies being interested in those things, but it's about how it's being expressed and them actually understanding the game and relating that to the entertainment part of it. And that's exactly what the Powder Room is aiming to do. It's a woman's guide to everything sports. It's for women who play sports. It's for women who love sports. It's for women who want to know more about the game. It's for mothers of athletes or just someone who's wanting to connect to her significant other who enjoys sports. It's about understanding it and bringing it into your lifestyle versus it being something that you don't understand, or when you express what you do understand about it, which comes across in an unintelligent way, it can just all be bridged together. We just want to bridge that gap, basically.
Okay. We're bridging the gap to give that information. And what can the people expect in the Powder Room that they have never seen before?
They can expect for this information to be delivered by women and catered to women. Because most times this information is being delivered by a man who just does not understand a woman. So from a woman who loves sports, giving this information to another woman, it's different. It'll be received differently. So that's what's going to set the Powder Room apart.
It's been said, folks, that the Powder Room is the place for any woman from the college freshman at the University of Alabama to the diehard Packer fan in the nursing home to get an absolute best take of what goes on with the Powder Room that's going to be coming up. When is that going to be launched?
It is going to be launching Super Bowl Sunday. The website is www.accesshersports.com, and it's just going to be great, just information for anybody. Men are welcome to come and check it out as well. I would love to hear feedback from any and everybody, but it's just going to be fun, entertaining, and just really giving women an experience in sports.
Okay. Well, here we go, folks. Let's keep the entertainment going. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. I see lots of lines being lit up right now, and I don't think a hush is about to fall over Jerusalem. We're about to go ahead and shake them up and wake them up, as we do about this time. Well, I want to let you know, Ebony, somebody has chimed in on the line.
Okay.
And wants to partake. You heard me mention, you know, about women in sports, women and female athletes, professional athletes, that is. I don't know who's going to be chiming in and who you're going to be writing about on the Powder Room, but I definitely have a woman who will be a phenomenal person to talk to. She's an outstanding
definitely.
Athlete here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Yeah, and she's doing big, better things. Now, you wouldn't think that a linebacker would be so fine. But I can promise you, ladies and gentlemen, she is. The fantastic Bo Brown from the Dallas Diamonds has chimed in for us, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Bo.
Hey, Andy. How you doing, honey?
Doing good, doing good. Miss Ebony, this is Bo Brown.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Miss Ebony. And correction, this year I won't be playing linebacker, Andy. I'll be playing strong tackle, honey. I'm blessing the quarterback all year.
All right.
Oh, my.
Yes,
she had a nice, nasty pass rush, folks. So, Bo, we are intrigued right now. Tell us a little bit about the Dallas Diamonds.
Well, it's the WFA, not the WFL. I kind of caught you on that. It's the Women's Federation Football Association. The first team to actually start football was the Houston Power. And Dallas Diamonds was also one of the first teams to start in football, and it started in 2002. The league has been existing since the 2002 season. There is at least one team in every state. Dallas has four championship Super Bowls, four Super Bowl rings. We are the dynasty team to beat. We look for our fifth ring this year. We started out with an undefeated season last year, number one defense, and I think we ended up to, like, number two defense at the end of the season. So we lost the conference championship right before the Super Bowl, which was in our own house. So other than that, I mean, we're the team to beat. So we look for us to win another Super Bowl, and we'll be in Pittsburgh. The Super Bowl will be in Pittsburgh this year.
Wow. Hey, hey, now, are you ready for some football? How did you get started in playing?
I actually got drafted. I started, my professional athletic career started in track and field. I went to the Olympics in the hurdles. And after taking a 7-year break, had kids, got married, I just couldn't stay at home, too busy, and I actually got drafted. So, or recruited, as they may say, for the women. But, yeah, I got recruited to play, and this is going on my third season, and this is what we do.
That's cool. That's what's up, folks. Ebony, did you have any questions for her? Because I definitely want to give you the opportunity to ask such.
No, ma'am. I mean, I just think it's amazing that this is even going on. I can't wait to see some footage and then get a chance to talk to you and interview you for the Powder Room. I mean, that would be amazing.
Oh, that would be no problem. You can get my number from Andy and have no problem with you calling. And or if we're in the area, we can probably stop by to see you guys. Another thing is that don't get it twisted. To everyone who's listening, this is not lingerie. Trust me, I'm 2'10", 5'6". Ain't no bikini line here. It's all full padded, full contact, you know, and it is what it is. The only difference between us and the NFL is that our ball is just a little bit smaller, and we don't make millions of dollars, but we're working that way.
All right, folks, you are hearing it, blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, spelling was with a Z. Check this out. We want to know, somebody just text me and wants to know if it's possible that it's okay to be sexy and still play football. Ladies, can you answer that?
Of course. What's wrong with being fit? Fitness to me is a lifestyle. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be in shape and playing a sport and still being sexy. Absolutely.
Well, just to answer that question, I don't actually have to answer that question. Andy, I think you can answer that question. If I'm not mistaken, I was at your round table, a couple of days ago? Now, you tell me, is it possible to be sexy and fit as a female football player?
Yes, Lord, absolutely. Absolutely, I would agree 100%.
So,
first and foremost, as we moving down the field, folks, this is how we do it. Y'all know, I don't know about y'all, but if you know of anywhere else you can go, sit back, relax in the comfort of wherever you are, and enjoy yourself. We need to know about it because the happy hour needs to be there, folks. It's just the true, insatiable thing that it is. Now, I might not say much tonight, but keep in mind when I do speak, I just want to make sure it's worth it. AndyBrownSpeaks.com is my website. Life Coaching to Create a Better Life for You, as well as the author of the most controversial read here in the DFW area, Second Place Women Who Come In First. Now, check this out, Bo. Check this out, Ebony. We have another caller that wants to chime in here in the DFW area. And, Bo, you may have seen him this weekend as he approached and he came to the roundtable event as well. Mr. Joe Smith is on the line here in the DFW. Joe, what's going on, my man?
What's going on, Andy Brown? I'm enjoying the show, man.
That's what's up, bro. Glad to have you here.
You know, you're talking my language. You're talking about sexy women and sports. That's a good combination.
Right on. So I'm curious, what do you see when your mindset takes you there? You know, she's Ebony's talking about the Powder Room. That's a beautiful name, man. That's a very sexy name. So talk to us from the male perspective. Where do you see this going? I mean, it has its place. It's not out there yet. It needed to be out there. What kind of voice is that really going to bring to the sports world for the women?
Well, I can't see Ebony, but I hear a lot of energy, and she's talked about it. The fact that she's 25 and she's accomplished so much, and she has a vision for what she wants to take the Powder Room. So that's the first thing you understand, somebody getting behind a project and having that type of passion and that type of energy. So when you have that and she surrounds herself with more people that have her vision, I see it doing big things.
Ebony, your following is growing.
Thank you. I mean, that's exactly the type of response I wanted the Powder Room to garner. So, I mean, for you to say that gives me so much satisfaction in the fact that this is what I need to be doing and this is where I'm supposed to be.
Ebony, I can hear it. I can hear the energy that you have and the excitement in your voice, and that's the first thing that you need to launch a successful business. You got to have the passion, because it's not all gravy in the beginning, as you know, and anybody
right.
else that's started a business understands. There's a period of time where you may second-guess yourself, but if you have that passion, that vision, that dedication, the top is the limit.
Exactly. Thank you.
But I do have a
question here. It is what it is, folks. And I definitely want to bring this to the table, because this is something that's necessary in the environment, folks. She's doing this big. She's representing. She's stepping out, 25 years old. Now, a lot of us at the age of 25, some of us really didn't have an idea where we were going. So much applause to Ebony Benson stepping up and doing big things, using the power of the Internet and both that thing that's going on. We're talking about She Got Game, folks, here on the Online Happy Hour. And I want to bring the question back to Bo. If you can kind of, I mean, because we look at sometimes with the professional sports world, we look at the ESPN, you know, we look at the Fox networks, and sometimes we see a lot of scandal that's out there, a lot of things that kind of bring it down in a negative aspect. And, you know, we don't see that much from the female perspective. Now, with women being as feminine as they are and as beautiful as they are, there's always men that want to jump in and chime in on that. Has there ever been any kind of situations? You don't have to put any names out there, but just kind of let it be known. Are women exempt from that kind of scrutiny? Or do things like that really happen in female athletics as well?
Well, actually, you know, I'm not going to say that it probably hasn't happened. So far, I haven't seen it from the perspective of a lot of chaos or any kind of drama with the football world in a woman's perspective, because you got to understand, too, we're balancing football, family, kids, so we're well-grounded. It's a lot to have our minds wrapped around instead of just football, unlike the men. They're just football, women, money. So it's a lot of drama when you have a lot of women around, especially if you have women that are fighting over you all the time. But, see, in the football world, it's more married women that are playing than there are single women. So we're more well-grounded compared to, you know, the NFL.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's very interesting information to have. Now, let me bring this question back to Ebony. You know, what type of, you know, marketing are you doing right now? How are people getting to know more about the Powder Room as a whole? What venues are being out there that they can follow you on? Is it Twitter page, anything of that nature?
Yes, we have a Twitter. We are @_thepowderroom_. And we are right now doing a campaign trying to get 1 million female followers by Super Bowl Sunday, basically kind of making a statement, making a movement that women are here. We love sports, and we just want to have our place in the sports industry. So follow us, retweet it, and be there when we launch on Super Bowl Sunday.
Hey, Ms. Ebony, is it right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how about this? Just shoot the text to me. On my team alone, we have a roster of 65. Just imagine. That can be spread within minutes. So shoot
yes.
it to me, get the information from Andy. It'll be done.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay, yes, let's do it. Let's get it going. 1 million. I'm serious. This is a statement. We're making a statement. This is setting history, and I'm excited about it.
This is networking at its best, folks. I need you to go ahead and hit your folks on Facebook, hit your family on Twitter, hit your family on Google+, and all other social media sites that you know. Let's make sure that Miss Ebony gets a great start going off on Super Bowl Sunday with the Powder Room, ladies and gentlemen. BlogTalkRadio.com/ how was your weekend? Make sure you spell words with a Z. The call-in number, folks, as always, 646-727-3279. Let's go ahead and take another call, folks. We got to keep it going. It's hot as fizzeries on these lines. The phones are just right there where it is. And I have to bring him on. He always keeps it strong. He represents hard every day. Yay, yay, that man's name is Big Ray. Big Ray Hardy, what's going on, my man?
What's up, Radio Land? What's up? How was your weekend? This is Big Ray coming to you live. just back in from this weekend. How's everybody doing tonight?
Big Ray.
What's going on? Hall of Famer himself. Congratulations, my man, in being inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Thank you. I appreciate it. As far as the tight topic, she got game. I'm all for women in sports, women doing their thing, women coming up. But in the guys of real life, they still need good coaching or needed some guidance and some direction and correction.
Why you bring up a good point.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with being a player having game, but you still need to be on the right team under the right coaching and administration.
Uh-oh. He brings up a good point, ladies.
You know, even on in the team concept, you got to know your role on the team, and it takes more than just one to be successful. You know, now some people let the success go to their head, and they go sideways and go off track and go renegade. You know, whereas in a well-organized team, you got structure. But I love the concept. I love what the women are doing. And I love to see them do their thing. I love to see everybody prosper and make some money. And make that money. Bring that money on home.
What does knowing your role have to do with wanting to know more about sports?
Oh, well, let me give you a prime example. A lot of times women play like they're in the sports just to get closer when you be thinking they really in the sports. And then when you think they're really in the sports, you be the one that flip for them big Super Bowl tickets tomorrow. We're going to take
this trip. Are you serious?
But that's a different type of female. That's a completely different type of female than the audience that we're reaching out to. That has nothing to do with where we're going or what Bo has going on with her team and their league.
Hold on. First of all, Ebony, let me smash him real quick. First thing, I have coaches on my team who coach me who are former NFL players, first of all. So the structure is there. And one thing you learn about when you come play for our team is alignment, assignment, and responsibility. I believe you should know that, right? So trust me, don't think because...
I didn't say you was out of pocket or anything. I was talking about in general. Everybody ain't out of pocket.
Understand this. Why would I get close to Super Bowl when I have my own Super Bowl? People come to see me in my own Super Bowl, honey. I don't have to go to the Super Bowl. Trust me. I got money just like everybody else to buy my own ticket. We don't have to get close to a sport to go to some event.
Relax. Some people got the right track. Some people get a little misconstrued. I
don't understand. You said some people, but this show is about women. In sports.
Right.
So
we'll
do your
right. And with you saying that, I want to set the tone about the powder room, that's not what it's about. It's not about learning the game so you can play some trick and play some mind game on somebody. This isn't about that because this goes beyond just sports about men. I mean, we'll be covering sports about women and female sports figures and women in the sports industry who are making moves, who are agents, who are financial advisors, who own teams. Like, it's not just about learning the game so someone can get at someone. So I just want to set that clear about the powder room right now.
You made it very clear. She made it very clear, folks. You have to hear the passion in the voice right here, because I like the way the ladies came back and defended one another on that. Because you have to hear that. There are some men, ladies, are going to think that not because of a negative aspect, but sometimes if they really don't know, and it's a new concept, somebody answer your phone or go ahead and disconnect that real quick. But you need to go ahead and just get a full understanding, folks, of what they're doing. This is great. This is fantastic. This is where you get true and real dialect each and every Tuesday night. Now, I want to bring it up since he brought up a little bit about the relationships. Not too long from now, it may be even coming on here not in a few moments, but there's a show that's aired on BET called The Game, where they talk about a sneak peek, if you will, of athletes and how they live their life, and their women, and their friends. You've all seen it. Now, is this show, ladies, is this realistic from the sports world, from what you know?
Yes, it is.
It is? How so?
I mean, it's more, it's realistic as of the cheating. It's realistic as of the money, the fame, the stuck-upness, all that. And I just made up a word, stuck-upness. All the snooty, all that, that is real. But as of the, you know, trying to want to settle down as an athlete, I'm going to tell you now, I haven't seen, and I have friends who are pro NFL athletes, and they see it every day. You're going to have at least 80% of the men who are in the NFL unfaithful to their wives. In other words, they're just trophies. If they weren't grounded before the stardom, then they're not grounded afterwards. If they're going to have to hit rock bottom before they realize what they actually had at home.
Well, now.
More is preaching.
And I feel like in some cases, if it wasn't a woman who started out in the beginning with this guy, or if she came into the situation after he became famous, their motives couldn't have been totally 100% pure in some cases. So it's almost like you knew what you were getting into before you got into it.
Right, exactly.
So,
but you know what?
There's so many different sides to it. There's so many different stories. It's, you know, depending on the person, depending on the situation. But, I mean, but in a lot of cases, that's what it is. You knew what it was.
Right. Exactly.
But it takes two to participate in that. And every year you have a new bunch of professional athletes, and you have a new group of women that say, hey, you know what, I'm going to land me that professional athlete. So this is a cycle.
Okay, so where does that so where does that come from? Like, where does that – where does that mentality come from?
From the female or from the male?
Both sides. Because it has to be something that a guy is getting that says, this is the type of woman that I need to have in order to appear a certain type of way. Or
I don't think it's a man thing.
This is the type of man I need to have in order to live the type of life that I want to live. I mean,
and I'm going to tell you like this, Ebony, it's called greed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key word, greed.
Is it completely greed? Because it might not necessarily be completely greed, Bo.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. Because, I mean, I think, like she said, in every situation, it's completely different. Because I had access to athletes who went pro that I could have dated and been the pro wife too. But I'm sorry.
Same here.
I can't sit my ass at home. It would drive me nuts to be a housewife. I don't see how they up to me. I'm so sorry. That 7 years at home with the kids drove me crazy. Now that I'm back in full contact sports, I'm good. You know, I'm not stressed. You know,
I feel like that helps you be a better parent.
It's an outlet.
Be a better mother.
Right, it's an outlet. So you know, to each of them.
Those women that are married to professional figures or just sitting at home, it seems like if you look at some of the program that's on cable, they spend a lot of time shopping, eating out, doing a lot of unproductive stuff. They may not be at home. I don't see him doing anything productive.
Exactly.
The perception, though, he's right. He's absolutely right. That perception is out there. And that's the image, you know, I mean, that's what the social media world is saying. It's sad, but it's a true reality. The social media world is putting it out there that this is the position. If you are entitled to the professional athlete for a spouse or mate, then this is the lifestyle that you're expected to live. Is that fair? No. But it's out there.
I think it's
they don't talk
to...
about the philanthropists. They don't talk about the women who give in their church and who are active in their church community. They don't talk about the ones who take care of their mothers and grandmothers because now they have the financial means to do so. But they talk about the ones who are out, you know, like what was stated, out shopping, buying chinchillas and it's 80 degrees outside, having fights in restaurants who are non-motherfucking factors. Come on now.
And you know the difference, Andy. The big one is remodeling something. They always remodeling something. They just get this particular wing of the house done, and
right.
we don't like it. We got to remodel that.
I think it's up to the women, like Bo and myself, and the type of audience that the powder room will have to change that type of image. Because there are women who are in the sports industry, who are married to athletes, that are doing notable things. So, I mean, to have that type of stereotype lingering around women who love sports and women who play sports and women who are in the industry in any type of way, that just needs to be changed. And the Power Room wants to be the platform to change that.
Yeah, and I agree on that.
Here we go, folks. We got game. She's talking about it. We're talking about that from the athletic side. Now, let's break it down and talk about it on the business aspect, because some people need to understand this part. Get away from the glamour and get down to the nitty-gritty. What does it take to be a successful owner in this type of business and a successful player in these type of games? What does it take? Is it just hard work? Is it just talent? Where are we at? Break it down.
We're
going
to need
this.
I think when you talk about business, you got to start with education. You either have to know or you have to have people around you that you trust that know. And a lot of the professional athletes don't have that situation and that circumstance created. And that's why you have a lot of people that make a lot of money for 10, 11, 12, 15 years, and when it's all over, they say, you know what? I'm up a little short.
Hello. He's speaking from
experience.
You make
$50 or $60 million, but if you don't hold on to it, you spend the bulk of your life talking about how you balled out of control in your 20s. All you have is memories and pictures.
Right.
But you live in a 400-square-foot apartment.
But you know what? That's also true for NFL players. How many NFL players you know after, 10, 15 years after retirement, done went bankrupt?
Well, I was a sports agent. I represented NFL players until 2009. And the stat is, and I got this from Tony Dungy, 87.5% of all black NFL players 5 years after they retire are bankrupt. 87.
I know they do. They blow their money. I know. They blow their money. Exactly. It's crazy,
Suicide rates, divorce rates are higher after they retire from the league.
Those
statistics that are true. So we hear it, folks. There needs to be a change. I'm pretty sure the powder room is going to take it to that level, but we must recognize what's not there. And what's not there is understanding and handling the business. You got the money now. What are you going to do with it? Do you have to have the car? Do you have to have the houses?
It's not
everything
foundation.
Everything that it depreciates in value.
Yes, it does.
So what are we doing? What type of influential people are we putting around us that are going to say, you know what? This amount of money goes to the graduation fund. This amount of money is just in case there's going to be some debt or some downtime. This amount of money we need to invest in and live off this. Where are we at with that?
Mo hit on it earlier, and it's unfortunate, but it's difficult to educate someone when they have influence, they have a little bit of money, because they feel like, how are you going to tell me how to manage my millions when you only have thousands? And when that person is depleted of those funds, you can speak to them a little bit better. But until then, it's difficult to reach them.
I think what's important about an aspect that the powder room is going to bring is most men that are in the league are oftentimes coming from a single parent home life, a single parent background, and their mothers are one of the most important things in their lives, and they listen. So how do we keep them from following the same path? Will we start educating their parents, educating their mothers on what to expect when your child is about to take this path in life? How do you prepare them? Mm-hmm. Every parent wants to better prepare their child. So
Right. That's
another thing that the Powder Room is going to be able to offer, is information for parents and single mothers. And, I mean, they don't even have to be single parents, just parents in general that need to know more about how they can protect their child's future once they get to making these millions of dollars.
She's keeping it real, folks. This is Ebony Benson, ladies and gentlemen. She's doing it big. She's making things happen. She's creating the path for the Powder Room. The former Miss Black Alabama USA is doing it big, folks. We've also got the one and only Bo Brown representing from the Dallas Diamonds, representing. And Mr. Joe Smith is chiming in here from Dallas, Texas. So this is what we're talking about. She got game. She's putting it down, letting it be known that there is going to be an existence or a creation for women to come through and understand more about sports. Now, not only are we going to learn more about sports and understanding sports itself, but she brought up something that's very key. A lot of single mothers are out there. Their children are playing ball, basketball, football, soccer. You need to start playing a little bit more baseball. But, you know, they're playing a little bit more professional sports, and now the recruiters, the coaches are coming, the scholarships are coming, the opportunities are approaching. How do these mothers and single parents handle that? Wow. I'm looking at my child right now in the ninth grade. He's big as a house because of all that chicken he's eating because I'm pacifying him. My son's going to be a linebacker. My son's going to play basketball. I'm speaking this into him, and when that time comes, how do I know this is the best deal for my child, or does the money just sound good to me?
By the time those checks start rolling in, if you haven't educated yourself, a lot of time it's too late. This
right.
is a process
Ooh.
That must be started before a person mm-hmm. becomes lofted to that
right.
level of professionalism. When you're talking about a guy, most of these guys all the guys that make it to the NFL basically have never had a job. They played on the varsity in high school, and they couldn't have a job in high school. They were on scholarship in college, and you can't work and be on scholarship in college. Their first time really cashing a check of any substantial value is when they sign that contract and get that signing bonus. And so you go from being broke to having a lot of money and a lot of people trying to tell you what to do with your money, but you're only 21, 22, and you really haven't had to really study and educate yourself probably since you were in the sixth or seventh grade. You've been getting through these courses without really learning anything. And it's hard. I mean, we know people, and I'm sure you guys watch the television. You see athletes that have a lot of money, but they don't speak well, they don't read well, they don't communicate well. All they know is to buy this diamond, that watch, that car, that house, that loft, and go to that club.
And that's where you blame the parent, because with me and my girls, I'm going to tell you now, every teacher at that school, every principal, even the superintendent know my name, because you know what? I know what I teach my kids at home. And there is no excuse. The mothers are lazy. These single parents need to get a mentor for their kids, because I'm going to tell you, I was raised in the hood, the projects to be exact, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't have a mentor. Well, I had a mentor who was actually married to a Dallas Cowboy. You know, they sponsored me to run summer track to make it to that next level, because in my area they didn't have a track team. So it's all about trying to get somebody else to help you. And you got to pull all that negativity away and ask for help if you want that help. You got to lay that foundation, because if that child don't have a mentor, they're going to always be lost. And the only person to blame is the parent.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm
wow.
not sure. No mothers. Because I'm going to tell you now, anything less than a 95 in my house is an F.
Well, I don't know if it needs to go that far, Mo. Mo, let me just say something, Mo.
I am educated. I have 2 degrees, and I used to be a teacher. So and
Mo,
I'm tired of stuff, but yes.
Wait a minute, Mo. Because a 95 is an A, Mo.
Anything less than a 95 is an F. That means it's something you didn't understand.
Mo.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You heard Antoine Smith over there, Bo. That's a lot. That's a lot of pressure.
And guess what? It's not a lot of pressure because guess what? This is the way I see it. It's either something my child didn't understand that you said, or is it something that you said that she didn't grasp the way you taught it? I want my child to understand. If my child doesn't understand and I tell them there's no answer, there's no such as a dumb question, you know, if they don't understand it, I'm sorry. I just have high goals. I'm sorry. I've been a straight student with no help. And for my kids.
If your son came home with a 92, Mo, I would tell you that he understands pretty well.
Nah.
I feel like I'm one of those brick house moms because I'm gonna tell you like this: if I accept that 92, she's gonna bring home an 82. You see what I'm saying? It's a messed up thing with kids. No, I'm not saying I'm gonna ride my child's tail. You know what I mean? Because I have girls, and girls do have feelings. My thing is, if I set that standard high, they're gonna try their damnedest to get to that standard because they know mom and dad approve.
But I think the point that everybody is missing is that she's setting these goals because she's equipping her girls with the tools to reach these goals. She's not just setting these goals and saying, okay, go do it. She's giving them the necessary tools and necessary love. Like she said, she has the intelligence. She has the background. So if they didn't get it from the teacher, how can I help my child to get this so that they can reach that 95 that they know that they can't go below?
If the teacher doesn't tell me that my child doesn't understand and then I see it on a report card, then I got an issue with that teacher. See, that's where a lot of the parents fall off at, too. They don't go drill the teacher. They expect the teacher to teach the kids everything, and then that's where they fall off. They don't have no responsibility. It's the parent and the teacher's responsibility for that child's education.
Well, I believe there are some gaps in education, especially when you look at how much time parents spend to make sure their kids look good. You have the new tennis shoes. You have the new outfit. You have the new, the latest jackets and the latest clothes. We spend a lot of time dressing our kids up to go to school, but we don't spend a lot of time making sure school goes in.
You have a good point. Now, what I want to look at, you know, I'm gonna bring that into it because the focus is more on the surface and not a lot on the inside. Now, I call me what you want. I follow the game of baseball. You've had a 350. You're an outstanding player. That's 35%. I'm good with that. That's just me. Call me a silly all you want. I enjoyed it. However, that's just going to get off of me and just kind of move forward and just say, on the surface, we have a lot of people that appear to know what they're doing, but on the inside, they just don't quite understand, and they've just been getting by.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's sports world, whether it's their business, and sooner or later, it's going to fall back on them. Now, Ebony, kind of help us understand that. Is there something that is going to be in place for, let's say, the women to truly understand about the sports game? I don't know if you all heard me mention that split ends can mean two different things, whether you're a male or a female. Because most men look at the split end, I line up wide right, off the line of scrimmage, off the tight end. And in most cases, split ends could be, you know, hair follicles.
Yes, they'll be many ways for women to relate to understanding the game. Like, it's not just going to be black and white, okay, this is the quarterback, this is the tight end, this is the lineman.
No.
It's not going to be like that. It'll be ways for them to understand it in the language that women speak. That's the only difference, because it's different when you've got a man trying to explain that to a woman. So it's just going to be a different tone.
Well, you know what, Ebony, in a sense, I kind of disagree a little bit because all the coaches on my team are males. And the first thing is fundamentals. If you don't get that fundamental base, you will not understand. How is these ex-football players going to teach us if we don't learn the terminology? So that's where we go back to school. I know what an in and out is. I know what a hook is. I know what an A-gap is. We have to learn. If we're going to learn the game, we have to learn the actual rules of that game. And for it to be, I don't think it will be another way of, like, sugarcoating it or changing the terminology in a woman's sense, I think. It's just that whatever the sport is, whatever the ground rules are, whatever the terminology is, we as women need to learn that terminology, and then we can understand and follow the game the same way as the males.
Yes, and I totally agree. Not changing the terminology, not actually changing the terms, but just changing how it relates to a woman, that's all. For a woman who doesn't play football and who's just now coming into the game, just on a different level for women who are at a different level as far as sports.
Give us an example of what that would mean.
I mean, it's just like basically saying like a quarterback sneak. We would explain exactly what it was in terms of the terminology, but explaining it like you're at the mall and you've got your eye on a shoe, you're about a yard away from it, how do you make a dash for it? Just in some quirky way, just making it fun and like not trying to change the terms of the game at all.
I got you.
Well, to me, I think that would actually be confusing, because if you say a quarterback sneak in that sense as of like using in the woman's sense world as of like shopping or things of that nature, I mean, that would kind of confuse me. In other words, I mean, it's just like X's and O's. It's basic. You got your line. The quarterback is going to either sneak in a gap, which is to the left or the right or the guard or the tackle, or they're going to jump over the pile. It's just like cloudy
but
clear.
You know,
right.
To talk to somebody that doesn't have your level of expertise or your experience.
But that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. This is what coaches do on my team. If we have a person coming in who ain't never played football before, we go to one-on-one. It's called football one-on-one. You learn the basics. You're going to have that in the beginning of your playbook. The definitions of these terminologies, a film, slide, we have all the basics. That's the thing. We have a class for that.
I totally understand what you're saying, but your level of professionalism in football is a little different from a spectator. You need to know some of these things because they're expecting you to be able to do that on the field. Ebony is talking to somebody that as a spectator is trying to learn what you know or wants to learn why you slide one way or another. What is a cover three? What is a cover two? Why are they blitzing from that particular side? Why would a quarterback want to get 1 yard and fall down? Well, obviously, if it's third and one, that's a good play. You know, you wouldn't do it on a fourth and ten run a quarterback sneak, but Ebony's speaking to somebody that doesn't have the amount of knowledge that you have about the game.
Right, okay.
And isn't required to perform that type of...
They're expecting Mo to be... When they show Mo something, they put some up
exactly.
And say, hey, Mo, you're playing strong safety. The tight end's on your side. I need you to slide back because maybe the free safety is a little too slow, whatever the case may be. You won't be able to blitz that quarterback and get your and pin your ears back like you normally do. But everybody's reaching out to somebody different. But it's all good.
The other thing I wanted to say is that I'm open to being able to deliver it to any type of woman. So even as Mo understanding the game, I want her to be able to receive something from the site as well, not just catering to the person who doesn't understand. So we want to be open to everybody. So that's something that we would, you know, something that we would work on. So we're working to be the best. Like I said, this is a movement, and I just want to take this to another level. So
you hadn't heard, folks, we're talking to Ms. Effie Benson. She's talking about the upcoming website, The Powder Room, that you can find at accesshersports.com, folks. This is going to be off the chain launching Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday. Get your popcorn ready. Get your shifts ready, and break it down. Now, let's kind of go that way. We're going to talk about She Got Game, since we're talking about the big game, and the women know their game in sports. Let's see. So, who are your picks, ladies? Where are we at right here? BlogTalkRadio.com/ how was your weekend? Spelled was with a Z. The phone lines are looking pretty good tonight. They want to know, who are your picks? Is it the Brady Bunch or is it Eli and Company? And why?
Actually, neither one on my team, but if I had to pick, I'm going to have to go with Eli and the Giants.
Any reason why?
Just because I like the Manning clan. I'm a big Peyton fan, so that's Peyton's brother, so I'm going for the Giants. But I'm a Tomlin fan.
Well, I'm sorry. I bleed blue when I'm not bleeding purple. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan for life. I mean, my boys ain't here. Hey, but I'm gonna put it out there. I'm a diehard fan to the day I die and resurrect again. But I think right now the mental game for the Giants, or, you know, I think that's what's going to make them overcome it. So I'm going for New York also.
Yeah.
Going for the New York football Giants. Now, what I would usually like to say is I'm not the biggest sports fan, and there are no horns will be tooted, but you, ladies, I want you to understand, sometimes in the sports world, you may hear the conversation go a touch like this. The way that New England Patriots are playing, Tom Brady is really hot right now. The offense is working on all cylinders. They're looking good. Their defense is not as potent as it needs to be maintained. But I'm going to tell you what, the New York Giants front four pass rush, they're actually their front seven, is outstanding.
Yes, it is.
The front four plus those other three linebackers are nice. They keep fresh legs in rotation, so they know how to get Tom Brady. Rattle him, hit him, throw him off his rhythm. My only concern is that the New York Giants will not play aggressive enough in pass coverage, and a lot of press coverage will be forgotten, because this age of football, to me, now this is just me, because of all the fantasy football and high-flying stats in football, that they play a lot off. They play a lot of zone coverage. And the corners kind of sit off, and they pull a lot of safeties up, which allows the receivers to break loose and get wide. The inside routes are open, and that cover two zone only works for so long for certain teams if you don't have the right personnel in the game. That's just my take. So I'm looking primarily for the Giants to come out, just because if Eli has the time that Brady's allowed, roughly a good 3.5 seconds to stay in the pocket. The Patriots cover 2 seconds, if primarily stay in up and down the field, is going to give his receivers time to break free and time to get past the zone coverage, which they play and they stay in. Now, they run a pretty decent 3-4 defense. To me, pretty decent 3-4 defense. They're not as fast as they used to be. They're not as fast as they need to be. Nor can they handle the power game of Mr. Brandon Jacobs or the hard running attack of Amon Bradshaw. I don't think so. That's just me saying it from a fan perspective. Give it what you will, folks. Don't think I know a little bit about football. I pay attention here or there.
Well, I'm still pissed off. All I'm saying, I'm still mad because you ain't been to one of my games yet.
I think
you're being sexist.
I know what that means.
I think you're being sexist. I think you just don't want to come watch the woman play. That's all it is. I know.
You can't talk it up to me being busy?
And look, and you know what? I'm going to tell you another reason why he has no excuse. How about our home stadium? It's like probably 5 minutes from his house.
Dang, Andy.
I'm putting you on blast, Andy.
Andy.
So you might have to drag him to a game.
Boy, move around. I don't stay home often.
I got to put you on blast, though.
He just came over to
right
you.
You stay right in the area of my stadium. I got to put you on blast. So you ain't going to take time for your girl.
I gotta
go and put them on blast. Your girl took out time for you, dude. I gotta do up there and run extra for this. Come
When's
on, man.
I'm there. When's the next game? I'm there.
April 21st, home field, right by your house.
I'll be there. Even if I have a death in the family, I'll be there.
Oh my goodness.
I'll be there for you.
As long as you don't tell me that you had a death. because that'll throw my game off. Don't tell me you had a dip. See, I feel bad then.
They'll be there waiting. It's all kinds of, I don't think they're going to be moving. She got game, folks. We're just playing. We're going to keep it 100, folks, and keep it real. This is how we do on the online happy hour, folks. You can sit back. You can enjoy yourself. You can hear real people talk about real things, promoting themselves and their business and their greater opportunities, because that's what it's all about, folks. It's all about growth. No longer being stagnant, sitting by and just watching the days, the weeks, and somebody else grow when you're not. Last week we heard from our very own President of the United States make the State of the Union address, and in a nutshell, it's going to be tight on some people. So you can sit back and watch and expect the government to bail you out of your foreclosed home, of your unemployed job situation, or you can try to make a change and make a difference for your family and your friends and your future. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Join us here on the online happy hour each and every Tuesday night. Promote yourself. How can we find your website? Where is your business located? How are you doing greater things? What makes you start your own business? Because if you're unemployed for so long, you're going to ride that unemployment check until there is no more and not going to do anything else, really? Don't you think it's time for you to try something and do maybe what you've been called to do all this time? Let's keep it 100, folks. Let's just keep it real. Ebony is doing it big in Alabama. What made you want to start this, Ebony?
Really, Andy, sports has been a big part of my life. When I was growing up, I was the only girl up until I was about 8 years old with a brother, all boy cousins, my dad, all of his brothers. And if I wanted to watch TV, it was a sport that was on. So I really wanted to watch TV. So I had to learn the game. And that's how I was able to build a memorable type of relationship that I have with my father, and that's something that we have to share together. So it just kind of came from that, and then going on to a high school, cheering for a high school that was really big in sports, and then going on to a college who obviously are the college champions, and just always loving sports. That's it.
Real talk. It's a passion, folks. It's keeping it real, keeping it 100. Now, we were talking about, I want to bring it back a little bit. We were talking about the Super Bowl and what's going on there. It's going to be played in Indianapolis, Indiana on Sunday. It's going to be aired on NBC in the house that Peyton built, if you will, Peyton Manning. Now, Peyton Manning may not no longer be an Indianapolis Colt due to a neck injury that's going to sustain from playing anymore. And possibly build, no, possibly his entire career. Now, you're a professional athlete, Bo. Think about that. There's a chance of an injury that can cause life-changing events. While you're playing the game of football, does anything like that ever cross your mind? And how do you react or respond to that?
Yeah, actually it does. And, you know, the only thing I can do is let go and let God and pray about it. You know, I have a passion for the sport. You know, I go out there and try to play the best of my ability and, you know, try to avoid all that. And even with my tackles, I try not to, you know, I'm going to hurt them, but I'm not trying to hurt them to the point where they're, you know, paralyzed. That's not my goal. My goal is to stop, you know, the offense from trying to score a touchdown or stop the quarterback from passing. That's my job. Then I'm going to try to do it to the best of my ability. But, yes, we've seen, you know, teammates or other teams get hurt, you know, pull out on stretchers, you know, get concussions, you know. It's all real with the women WFA. You know, we same thing with the NFL. You see people get their legs broke. Like one of my teammates last year, her name is Tracy, but we call her Pretty. You know, they broke her ankle on the first play in the first season game last year. She was out the whole season. So we understand it. We go through those injuries and pains and hurts, and the only thing we can do is let go and let God. That's the way I feel about it.
That's real talk. I got to understand that. Now, we were talking about the powder room that's going to be launched here, Super Bowl Sunday as well, the different formats that are going to be presented, the layout of the website and information posted is going to be kind of broken down like the powder report, the powder playbook, game day, parents of athletes, interviews. What are you going to be doing, Ebony, in terms of the parents of the athletes? What does that entail?
That's basically going to be like information for parents who are interested in getting different trainings for their kids, just providing resources, a question and answer where they can send us their questions, what they're looking for, and we can actually do that research for them, kind of helping get this information in their hand. We just want to help.
That's real talk. Joe, did you have any questions for the ladies?
I'd like to get a over.
Maybe Joe done tapped out. That's okay. That's okay.
I'm sorry. But, I'm sorry. That's my fault. I was talking on mute. What's going on?
No, did you have any questions for these ladies?
Well, I'm just excited that the fact that you know, they both are making big things happen over here. Well, actually, Ebony, where are you based out of?
I'm in Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham. Okay. I've come through there a couple of times. You familiar with Portland?
Corcoran?
Or Utah, Alabama?
Yeah, Utah. Yeah, I'm familiar with Utah.
Yeah. Evans is also over there.
Wait a minute. Utah, Alabama.
Utah, Alabama.
Yes. It's not spelled like the state. It's spelled with an E. It's spelled E-U-T-A-W.
See, you didn't know that about me, Andy. I'm coastal.
It's a Native American name.
But, Andy, you see, like you have the lovely Ebony on your show, this Alabama breeds good women. That's a fact.
I see.
I need
to learn more about what's going on with these ladies, folks.
You have to learn a little bit more about what's going on.
They're not out there. Whatever. We got beauty pageant winners doing it, smart and fine. Athletes out here, smart and fine, bold, Ebony, doing it big, folks.
Now, I do have a question, though, Andy.
Go ahead.
Now, we know Mo is involved in a physical sport. I wanted to ask Edmund. She mentioned her involvement being a cheerleader in high school, I think. Has she ever played a contact sport? Well, Edmund, have you ever played a contact sport?
I have. I actually played basketball. I ran track as well.
And is this in high school?
Yes.
Okay. That means you have those competitive juices flowing.
I do. I'm very competitive.
Yeah.
But I got more into cheerleading and dance competitively as well, and also pageant. So I'm very competitive, and I feel like those are my type of sports.
Now, is there any irony with you launching the powder room around Super Bowl, or is there a different sport that you like a little bit better than football?
No, I just felt like Super Bowl was the best time, you know, it's a big event. And then you have bigger things coming in the future, not just Super Bowl, but I just felt like it was a good time. Nothing around it, nothing significant about it.
So the powder room, will it encompass every sport, or is there a primary focus?
Well, we're going to attempt to cover all sports, there are so many things that are being classified as sports these days. It'll be hard, but your football, your basketball, your soccer, hockey, baseball, tennis, golf, winter sports, extreme sports, motorsports, boxing.
The way it is now, if you jump rope too fast, it's going to be considered a sport. It's going to be an Olympic 2016.
Right. Yeah. And, juggling is considered a sport. So,
wow.
not to get so technical as that, but. You're bigger sport, so.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want somebody to take up and Google
curling as a sport, because this was an Olympic event, curling. In the Winter Olympics that just passed, curling was an event. And if you haven't seen this sport, to me it is the silliest thing known to mankind. No, it doesn't have anything to do with hot combs and hair presses. It is the craziest thing where you just, to me what they're doing is they're shaving ice in front of a little coaster that's rolling in front of, I don't know what it is. It's ridiculous. And they consider this a sport. Just Google it, curling. Go to YouTube and watch somebody curl and tell me that this is not the most horrific or idiotic thing ever known to mankind that you can win a gold medal for. Curling.
Well,
yeah.
Dang, if I would have knew that, I probably wouldn't have ran track all them years. Doing all that hard work running hills, I probably would have tried to do that.
It's ridiculous. I mean, we're on the tail end of the show, just kind of touching on some things. Bo, you said that the season, when does the season start? Y'all in 2 days right now? Y'all just doing practice right now? When is the official first game? I'm going to be there, and I want some tickets. When is your first game? I want some tickets.
The official first game is April 21st. It will be at Pennington Field, and that's at off of 183 in Central in Bedford, Texas. And you can go to www.DallasDiamondsFootball.com to see the full schedule. Or you can also go to YouTube and see some highlights of us hitting at Dallas Diamonds Football. And like I said, www.DallasDiamondsFootball.com, and you can get all your answers. We also respond. You can talk to the owner, the president of the team, and by which our ladies also. You know, get the information there. Tickets are on sale now. You can pay online, or you can get it from any player that you might know.
Like you?
Like me. I got you, Andy. I got you, Andy.
Ebony, I don't know when you're coming to the Dallas Fort Worth area, but you're welcome here anytime. We definitely want to make sure that whenever you come, we'll go check out a game. Hopefully, if you can come in the near future.
Definitely. I'm going to try to make that a possibility.
We'll talk. We'll talk. My man, John Smith. You've been hanging out with us on the happy hour, man, having a good time, brother. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I know the ladies want to know a little bit about you and who you are.
Well, I mean, you know, you said my name is Joe Smith. I'm an attorney here in Dallas. My firm focuses primarily on entertainment law and contract law and personal injury law, and we've been here about 9 years. I went to school in Houston at Thurgood Marshall School of Law, and actually went to undergrad at UTA. But other than that, I'm, you know, just trying to surround myself with other positive people that are making moves such as yourself. You know, there's room at the top for everybody. You know, it's not about having that crab mentality. It's about seeing if you can help somebody so somebody can help you.
Hey, Mr. Joe, I taught at Texas Southern. I taught at Texas Southern, and I coached swimming there.
I did not go to Texas Southern.
I know you went to Thurgood Marshall, which is still an adjunct of TSU.
Okay, if you want to call it that. No, we don't marry those Texas Southern. We separate. We put Cleburne Avenue in between Thurgood Marshall and Texas Southern.
Come on now, 3100 Cleburne, you still got the business field, business building on that side, right by Thurgood Marshall.
True. I tried to cross Cleburne one day, it burned my shoes off. I had to buy a new pair of Nike. Trying to cross Cleburne to go to Texas Southern cost me $75 one day. And those shoes, I don't know where those shoes are. I threw them away. So from that day forward, I never try to step on that yard again.
But yeah, that third ward is a little mess. I was there 6 years, so I understand.
What years were you there, Mom?
Oh, when I graduated from Kansas in 99, I went to, the summer of 99. I left TSU, I left Houston in 06.
Yeah, I was there from 2000 to 2003. I graduated in 2003.
and I moved back to Dallas in 2004. Actually, Super Bowl Sunday was in Houston. The Patriots were playing the Carolina Panthers. That's when I moved back to Dallas.
Oh, okay.
That's the wardrobe malfunction.
No, I don't know if that was the wardrobe malfunction.
Was the wardrobe malfunction.
Oh.
That's over there by Third Ward. They're right across the street from Third Ward.
Well, no, they played at that new stadium, the Reliance Stadium.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in the medical center.
That was the wardrobe malfunction. How do I know? Because we watched it on satellite, and the TV went out because it rained here in Dallas, and I missed part of it.
I did not get a chance to see that, but my buddy did give me a picture of Janet Jackson.
You guys
so
are a hot mess.
Huh?
Too much.
I got a photograph of it. And she has a little thing on her nipples. I don't know if that's part of the powder room, but y'all can incorporate that.
That is not a part of the powder room. I'm sorry. There would not be any nipple pictures going on.
Ebony, I'm going to give you this business opportunity. I'm not even going to copyright it. But the powder room may be able to use some influence from the wardrobe malfunction.
Ebony, I'm sorry, but Janet Jackson doesn't play a professional sport. Sorry.
You know, this is then, folks, because of the wardrobe malfunction, we know that Madonna is going to be performing the halftime show this year, and I believe so that there's no longer any risk of a wardrobe malfunction. Everybody knows how I feel about the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. He'll probably fine me for the way I feel about him, but, you know, I'm not very fond of the man. From my understanding, he's asking the Beach Boys to perform next year's halftime show so that there's no longer any risk of the wardrobe malfunction.
But you got to understand, with Madonna, there's no wardrobe malfunction. That's just the way she dressed.
Exactly.
I think they're going to have everything
on
when you have it on time delay, they'll probably have about a 7 or 8 second time delay, so I don't think even if there is a wardrobe malfunction, if you're not one of the people in the stands, you might not be able to catch that.
He wants the Beach Boys to perform at the halftime show.
He's got to be joking because none of the people that are playing.
Well, guess what? I won't be watching the Beach Boys. I'll probably be painting my daughter's toenails, because that ain't happening.
But you got to realize the Beach Boys are probably. I mean, are these guys, can they perform still?
They can't search in the USA on strollers and walkers. Let's just go ahead and get that out.
Now you risk it.
It's not cool. And Roger Goodell knows, if he don't know now, he did then, he should know how I feel about it. I don't like the man. His rules, his philosophy about the game is all wrong. You should not move the Pro Bowl from Hawaii and rotate it in cities. That's not right. I think he's putting this thing on more for a show and for a gladiator, the old Roman Colosseum, Roman gods, gladiator, hurt them, beat them, destroy them, and use this whole thing as real estate property all in itself. I don't like the man. If I never attend another NFL game, that's fine with me. He'll probably find a way to come on this show and fine me for my actions and my words. Don't like the man. Just don't like it. We all have our opinions. But, folks, that's just how we do it on the online happy hour. You can keep it real and keep it 100. This has been a great show, folks. The callers, ladies and gentlemen, I see y'all on the lines. I definitely thank you for chiming in. I don't know where else you can go or what else you can do that you are willing to be on your cell phone for over 90 minutes of your time consecutively and sit back and enjoy a great conversation, get some wonderful information, and learn a lot about some very interesting people all in one sitting. Now, for any reason, if you missed this broadcast or any other broadcast that we do, go to our website, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, spell was with a Z, and make sure that you can go down and listen to any show that we've done prior. The first of the year, Miss Thea Vidal chimed in. We had some great shows in the past, and we're going to be doing some great shows in the future. Now, it's all about making sure that we do good things, positive things, in a positive light for positive endeavors. Also, check out the health and wellness website at howwasyourwellness.com, providing great products, and I think I may want to get some information over to your team, Bo, about the Nectar products. Health and wellness,
the one that you gave the other night?
Mm-hmm.
You said the
three different products. There's the rye, core, and the calm. Now, the
right.
calm is what we had that evening, and it kind of helps you kind of lay down a good night's sleep and a good night rest and replenish those nutrients in your body. It's an amazing product. My mother loves it. I take it. My blood pressure used to be very high. I don't know if I was just overexcited or stressed out, but that level is no, that thing is no longer an issue for me.
That's
and I
want
to tell you, number one, to proper and healthy maintenance in eating, getting good nutrients, and this product is also very key as well. So check it out, folks. HowWasYourWellness.com, spell was with a Z. Learn more about it. If you have any talent, acting, or theatrical, keep in mind we're going to be posting here in the next few weeks the casting call for the upcoming stage play wrapped around the book Second Place Women Who Come In First. It's about to go down like bad stock, folks, here in the DFW. So get ready for some great stuff and some great things that are going on, folks. It's been great. Joe, I thank you for chiming in. Bo, I thank you for chiming in. Ms. Evans Benson, it's been wonderful to have you on. Don't let this be
thank
the last
you.
Time you chime into the online happy hour.
No problem. Hey,
man,
thank
you. Have good night, Joe.
Thank you, sweetie.
And all the callers that are just staying on the line with us right now, God bless you. Y'all have been wonderful. As I wrap the show up today, I want to just thank these people for chiming in and giving their insight. Thank the folks who called in and just been blogging and chatting and expressing their thoughts. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, folks, really, if you really had a good time tonight and you got some good information out this show, just do us a favor. Do us a favor. Tell 5 more people. Share with us on Facebook about how was your weekend, about the online happy hour, so they can tune in with you next week as we come back with another great and hot topic, folks. Guaranteed not to disappoint. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown, encouraging you to keep God in your life and keep him a part of your lifestyle. With him, anything is possible. Good night. Go mob to my frat, and we gone.